Top Democrats rallied volunteers and worked the phones Monday in Portsmouth. Their goal? To call attention to the U.S. Supreme Court's Hobby Lobby ruling, which found a closely held company could not be forced to pay for all birth control procedures required by the Affordable Care Act. NHPR's Emily Corwin reports the event targeted women, a key voting bloc for any Democrat in the election.
Mid-morning is not prime time for phone banking. Nevertheless, 40 women are spread out in Democratic House Speaker Terry Norelli's dining room. They're on her lawn and in her living room. All have scripts in their laps and phones in hand. 16-year-old Lexi Fratamico is new to this.
Hi, this is Lexi calling from regarding the New Hampshire Democrats, and I was curious.
For others, this is old hat.
This is Jackie Weatherspoon from Phillips Exeter. Okay, so listen, Georgia Mie, we hope that you will support Jean Shaheen.
Democrats hope Supreme Court rulings like Hobby Lobby and the striking down of Massachusetts' abortion clinic buffer zone law will motivate women voters and help the party overcome certain challenges. In midterm elections, the party of the president starts off with a disadvantage. Add to that, the president's approval ratings are down. UNH pollster Andy Smith says it makes sense to campaign on issues women care about.
Democrats have about a 10 percentage point or more gap among women than they do among men.
In fact, Smith says recent polls show at the top of the ticket, New Hampshire men are splitting their vote 50-50 between Republican primary candidate Scott Brown and Jean Shaheen.
But Shaheen has a plus 26 percentage point advantage over Brown among women.
Rallying women helped propel President Obama into office in 2012 and boosted Democrats all the way down the ticket. If Susan O'Brien of Portsmouth is any indication, the tactic could work again.
So I'm old enough that I thought these issues were done.
O'Brien says she can't remember the last time she pitched in at a political event. A friend, she says, convinced her to show up at this one.
I mean, I was younger when Roe versus Wade was decided. I thought that was decided. I was young at a time where you couldn't get birth control pills. I thought that was decided. It's astounding to me that things when I was a young adult woman have now become so at risk.
Congressman Carol Shea Porter and Senator Jean Shaheen are sponsoring bills to undo the Hobby Lobby ruling. Neither are set to be put to a vote before the election. But back in New Hampshire, it doesn't look like the Hobby Lobby ruling will make such a difference anyway. That's because New Hampshire already has a law mandating businesses include contraception in employees' health insurance. The state's insurance department has said Hobby Lobby won't interfere with this state law.
It has no religious exemption. So for 15 years, there have been no complaints.
That's Terry Norelli, who co-sponsored the bill, which became law in 1999. Norelli says it's critical for Democrats to turn women out to vote. Chair of the Democratic National Committee, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, headlined the phone banking event. She clearly agrees, calling on women to go all out before November.
Each of us has to rap on those doors until our knuckles bleed. We have to make sure that our ears go numb from the number of phone calls that we've made.
Undeclared voters in New Hampshire, you've been warned. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.